This is program number LW2146. Well, she was distraught when she called her doctor's office. Hi, this is Larry West. Is it true, she asked the receptionist, the medication that the doctor prescribed, am I supposed to take it the rest of my life? Well, the receptionist said, just a moment, I'll check. After a moment or two, the receptionist returned to the phone and said, the doctor says he believes it's what you will need, yes, for the rest of your life. He's studying your case. Well, said the distraught patient, I'm just wondering how serious my condition is then. After all, she said, the prescription is marked, no refills. Well, I can understand why the woman was a little nervous, can't you? Did you hear about the fellow who loved to play golf? He was getting a physical checkup one day, and he and his doctor began to talk about their common interest, golf. In the midst of their conversation, the fellow said, Doc, I don't care what else is there. Just as long as there is a golf course in heaven, I know I'll be happy. A couple of days went by, and the doctor called him. He had the results of the tests, and the doctor wanted to see him. There they were once again then, sitting in the doctor's office, and Doc said, I've got some good news and some bad news for you today. He said, the good news is, I found out there is a golf course in heaven, and you will be able to play there. The bad news is, though, you're teeing off in the morning. Well, you know, when it comes to this business of dying, really, it's true. No one really knows when it's coming his way. She died of a rather fast developing cancer. She was the mother of a friend of mine. She never talked of dying. Surely she knew it was coming. She knew she was wasting away in that hospital bed. But she had made out no will. She had not told her two children what her wishes were. They were the only two she had left in her family. They, therefore, don't know yet really what she wanted. No preparations. Once upon a time, there was a great king who awarded his favorite jester a golden sash inscribed with these words, World's Greatest Fool. Well, the clown was pleased. He knew he was a great entertainer, and he delighted in being able to please the king with his antics. So he received the honor graciously. The king told him, though, that if he ever found a greater fool than himself, he should turn the sash over to that man. Well, many years went by, and the king found himself dying. All his subjects loved him, and as his sorrowing subjects came by to say a final word, the old jester appeared. Where are you going, my king? He asked. I'm going on a long journey, replied the king. Will you ever return? Questioned the clown. No, I am leaving forever, was the king's answer. Have you prepared for your journey? No, said the king. I have made no preparation. With that, the jester sadly handed the king his golden sash. With tears streaming down his cheeks, he told the dying king, You are going on a final journey, a journey from which you will never return, and you have made no preparations. You, O king, are the world's greatest fool. Nope, none of us knows when death is coming our way. That's something that we just can't find out. The important thing is to simply be ready when it does come. And that means we've got to get ready now. Well, we have now to get ready. You know, sometimes you can postpone it. You can lessen its physical pains. Sometimes you can even deny that it exists. But there's one thing for sure. You can't escape it. The wisest thing to do is to get ready for it. I don't care if you live another 150 years. Get ready for it now. I mean, it's as close as one heartbeat away. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. That's what the Bible says. Don't be a fool. Get ready. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I think will help you to make yourself ready. Interested? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.